Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM network every single weekend, always available in podcast form too. Just search for BetMGMU wherever you get your podcasts. This is BetMGMU. Yeah, how'd we do that? Alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. A couple of big SEC games we'll get into in just a second, as well as a non-conference matchup where one of the head coaches said, I'd gladly get beat 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. Must be a really good team in solid playoff position, right? Game must not mean anything.
I think so.
We'll get into the ridiculousness that is Pat Narduzzi, Pitt head coach, in just a couple of minutes. But what? Why are you laughing, John?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're just even, you know, you don't have a lot to celebrate with Penn State.
But no,
you've done a great job. You've done a great job of taking out all of that pent-up frustration on Pitt this year.
Pitt, West Virginia.
I mean,
yeah, I feel like you were going at Pitt over the field, right? Like you call it like a dump or something, and now you're going at the coach. I mean, it's just the rivalry runs deep, man.
Look, man, I had gym coaches who were smarter than Pat Narduzzi. Just save it.
I feel like your gym coach's name is Pat Narduzzi. That's a classic.
He looks like a gym coach. He acts like a gym coach.
Yeah.
He talks like a gym coach. Like if he walked out on a Saturday afternoon in those, you remember those old school in the late 80s, early 90s, the bike athletic shorts, right? With the double button up top and they only come about halfway down the thigh.
Yeah.
Still, if he walked out in those, I wouldn't be surprised.
But see,
I'd be disappointed if he didn't. That's what you got to wear. And you got to wear the hat that has like the crease. It's got to be folded here into a T, like to an A-frame. Yeah, got to have it.
But so I don't understand the dynamic of being a Penn State grad and fan and a Yinzer. Like, it seems like those, I mean, is that like a, you know.
It's a difficult line to toe at times. That?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the deal. If you grow up a little Yinzer like I did, despite living in Texas for a couple years with my dad's side of the family, if you grow up a little Yinzer in Western PA, you go off to Penn State and you discover that there are other things in this world. And it's okay. You keep your Yinzer card. You still complain about the Steelers head coach every Monday. You still do all those Yinzery things that Yinzers do. But you've got just a little bit more enlightenment because you met people from outside of Western PA. You met people from Jersey and Philly and DC. And you know that other things exist out there in the world, and that being really good at football occasionally, not every year, as we've seen this year. But being really good at football occasionally can happen. Then there's Pitt. And I have a lot of really good dear friends, some family members that are huge Pitt fans. Look, I can't help them with that. That's a process they got to work through themselves, John. Once you become accustomed to mediocrity, I mean, you're accustomed to it. So,
man,
that is the fine line you toe as a Yinzer who's also a Penn State alum. I think
I love it, man. I'm
looking forward
love
to my mentions when the Pitt fans jump back into them after they chew up the field. I feel ahead like of the Steelers,
that will not be your first tango with Pitt fans. So I'm sure you'll be ready for it.
Just remember when the field looks like garbage Sunday afternoon when the Steelers play the Bengals. It was really important that they had 25,000 Pitt fans there on Saturday afternoon. Anyway. The SEC also plays this weekend. Number 10, Texas. Number 5, Georgia. It's a 6.5 point spread. And, oh, look who's entered the chat, John. Arch Manning has decided to start showing up. 337 yards a game in the last two games combined. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. Somebody seems to be finding themselves. And something we talked about with Georgia last year, I want to say it was, has been rearing its ugly head again, which is not waking up to the game until about halfway through the second quarter. Georgia's been outscored 59-34 in the first quarters of SEC games this year. So is there a worry, if you're a Georgia fan or a Georgia bettor, that if Arch gets hot early and Texas jumps out to a lead, you might be in a jam?
Most definitely. I mean, this Georgia team has shown all year long, though they are resilient in that they just somehow always find a way to win, except against Alabama, by the end of the game, they can be exploited. They can be run on. It's just like you usually associate Georgia with, like, I'm not getting anything up front. I'm not going to be able to find any success on the ground. You know, obviously that's just not the case this year with Georgia. They've just kind of had to survive for the most part. So I do. I think Texas with their run game, there's a reason why this opened at 7 and it's down to 6. Like you said, Arch is kind of finally settling in. I think Texas will be able to find success on the ground, and they'll be able to be heard from in this game. So I would lean Texas in the points here, most definitely.
I actually like the under here in this one. I don't – Texas on the road, Arch on the road. I mean, like, they've – I don't know that they've encountered what they're going to see at Georgia. I don't know that Arch has seen this. I know they went to Ohio State. You know, I think Georgia's, like, such a crazy environment. And you know, when you factor in the magnitude of the game, you know, week one versus now, I think this is a huge, huge moment for Texas and Arch that I don't know that they're ready for. So I like the I like the under in this one. I don't feel great about Georgia covering. I don't. I want to be clear on that one. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I have a great feel on it. My feel is better with the 48.5 and taking the under. I'll say this. If they get good play out of Arch, they're going to win this football game because Texas is a better roster, deep. Two through 53, if they were doing NFL terms, I think Texas is a better overall roster than Georgia is at this moment. But the quarterback, I don't know. And that's where I'm kind of wishy-washy here on this.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right. Texas has been a completely different team on the away from Austin than they have at home. In true home games, they've been a completely different team. So, and that's not just going on the road in the SEC. That's going to Athens. That's next level. We'll see if Arch can handle that adjustment and continue the play that he's shown the last couple weeks going to Georgia. That game will take place right after Oklahoma-Bama, which is an afternoon kick, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. So Oklahoma won't know when they kick off against Bama if a Texas loss gives them a chance to jump back into the CFP picture, But that's what it would be if Texas loses on the road at Georgia and Oklahoma can upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I think we get a simple swap of those two teams as far as who's in and who's out. Number 11 Sooners at the number 4 tied. And look, Alabama is fixed. Whatever the problems were last year, whatever the problem was in the opener against Florida State, John, Alabama has fixed it. And they have both of these teams. You want to talk about unders. It's at 45.5 right now. Both of these teams have shown that you can win games with defense.
Yeah. You know, when we did this, I don't remember exactly how long ago it was, but it was before the season started, I believe. And I think Zach, our producer, asked for our top three teams. And I had Ohio State, Texas, and Alabama. Obviously, I was wrong about Texas. So I'm only, you know, 67%, but as they say, D's get degrees. Okay. So I would be happily trotting out that Alabama at 3. Yeah, I mean, it's just they've settled in, and it's kind of crazy to think back to that first week of the season when they lost to Florida State and just where those two seasons have gone. I mean, it's pretty nutty. You know, you don't really see that, like a win and a loss that random for two teams, but yeah, listen, they have a steady quarterback. Every week you look up and Ty Simpson's got 280 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, they know how to win. They're well coached. And, you know, consistency is the word with Alabama. And I would expect that to continue this weekend.
I'll tell you this, if Oklahoma wins, I mean, they're in. Assuming they win out, they're going to find their way in. Unless the committee does a Notre Dame-Miami and keeps Oklahoma behind Alabama. Which, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, although Oklahoma's a brand. I mean, they are as big of a brand. You know, they're one of the a blue blood, right? There's no, hey, we're gonna bump Oklahoma for somebody else. I mean, the Oklahoma's as big as anybody else. So I mean this is a massive game for them. I find it interesting that basically everything is the same, that the bettors are saying that Oklahoma has as good of a chance of beating Alabama as Texas does of going to Georgia and winning. Find that a little interesting.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know why I find it interesting. I just do. I just find it little intriguing that everything is the same. And because I think most people would assume that Texas is better than OU and that Alabama is better than Georgia. So, like, why would it be the same? It doesn't make sense, but it is.
Yeah, there's lots of things that don't make sense, which would take us back to your Notre Dame-Miami conspiracy theories from a couple minutes ago. But speaking of Notre Dame, they're on the road in a non-conference game because everything's non-conference for them, Chris, against Pitt in Pittsburgh. at Heinz Field because no one wants to call it Acrisure Stadium because that's a dumb name. Number 9, Irish, who Choppy contends should not be ahead of Miami. At number 23, Pitt, who've won 5 in a row now. And the freshman quarterback, Mason Heinschel, has answered a lot of prayers for them offensively. Now, Pitt fans were singing a similar tune about Eli Holstein a year ago. And where did that end up? They're not worried, though, about next year at this point, because what's interesting about the way the ACC schedule sets up the next few weeks is if Pitt could somehow upset Notre Dame at home, 12.5-point dogs, then they've got Georgia Tech and Miami in front of them. And it's all laid out in front of them. If Pitt proves that they're more than what their schedule might say they are at this point, then they could find their way into the ACC championship game against who? Who the hell knows? Because it's the ACC and nobody knows what the tiebreakers are because nobody's played each other. But if they can keep this thing close, John, then first of all, I like Pitt plus the 12.5. If they keep it close, it's plus 350. I'm not betting Pitt money line this week, like I stupidly bet BYU money line last week, but this is a really good run defense. And if they can forget stopping Jeremiah Love, if they just slow him down enough that they force Notre Dame to be one dimensional at times, then Pitt does have a chance at the upset here.
They do. I just have to say though, I mean, those comments were very disturbing, I would say. I mean,
I can speak with my heart and I can speak with my wallet. You know what I mean? Like, there's two different ways to look at it.
I mean, there's just no way I would ever, 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 ever bet Pitt here. Ever. I'm not saying that they can't, like, everything you laid out can't happen. I'm just saying I would never bet it because that coach sounded like somebody who legitimately, I mean, he's saying he doesn't care. He's saying that we could go out here and lose by 100 and it won't matter. So what do you think prep's going to look like this week in practice? Like, what do you think that the players all of a sudden will just break from their coach and treat this as if it's the most important game in the history of the world? No, they're going to fall in line. That's what happens in college. So I think Notre Dame is going to probably see that video if they haven't already, and they're going to say, well, let's go do it. Let's go beat him by 100 then, since it doesn't matter, right? So I think they'll kind of take that as a challenge. So I would never, ever touch. I just can't believe a coach would talk like that. Even if you think that, and it can be logically true and factual, like, you should never say that week to week, because I think it's very difficult to get in and out of that mindset, right? Like, oh, okay, it doesn't matter this week because they're not in the ACC. All right, well, now it matters. I just think you should take every game. I know it's a weird setup, but I think you should take every game and treat it the same way, at least in terms of what you say publicly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what most coaches, that's why they call it coach speak, right? You got to take every game, one game at a time, right? You got to take it one game at a time. Look, I don't know what Notre Dame's going to do if they get into the fourth quarter and this is a tight game, because they haven't seen a fourth quarter in about 2 months where that a fourth quarter that matters. They've been rolling everyone. And if this game is remotely close, it's like, all right, okay, you know, what do we do? Is Notre Dame's fitness level even there where they can handle a fourth quarter of football from the starters? I mean, they haven't had to. I really actually am hoping for a close game because I want to see how they – I want to see them win a close game. That'd be nice to win one instead of losing the two close games they did. But, you know, John's right. It's a lunacy thing for Pat to say. Crazy thing for Pat to say. And if I'm Notre Dame, I'm like, all right, let's just go. Let's beat them by 85 to 100 points. 103.
The other side of this is from what I laid out earlier, which is Pitt having everything in front of them, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami, is if Pitt does get waxed by Notre Dame and does lose to Georgia Tech and Miami in fairly convincing fashion, then Notre Dame is still sitting there at the end of the year without really what we would call a quality win, I guess, other than what, maybe USC. So it doesn't help their playoff resume either to watch Pitt not care about this and be focused on the final 2 weeks. I mean, you could go out and beat them by 100. I don't know if that necessarily helps the resume if you're Notre Dame. The coaching carousel is spinning. We've got matchmaker playing in a few spots and where we see guys ending up and where we see programs going for their next head coaching candidacies. Plus, we'll touch on some hoops if we get an opportunity and our best bets. some pizza money parlays as well before we wrap up here on BetMGMU.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.